Welcome to Buzz in the Tower, a podcast dedicated to the movies of the 1980s and the 1990s. I'm Mo Shapiro, the host with the most. Joining me as always.
Your ghost?
Yeah. Max Anders, my right-hand man, my compadre, my Rio.
Rio? What's that?
Remember, I used to think in Top Gun that when they said it was the real and it was Rio, there's like a term like...
Nope.
And welcome to the show. We're back.
You just said I'm back.
I'm mad. You're black. I'm mad. Little Lethal Weapon. Max, welcome to the show. And you will notice I am wearing my Dante's Inferno Beetlejuice shirt.
Very nice.
It's a good shirt.
You know where my shirt's from?
What do you got? Nuke the Whales. That is from South Park.
Nope.
That is from South Park?
Simpsons. Remember, Lisa's like, nuke the whales? Why? And Nelson goes, I don't know. Got to nuke something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Your shirt, I don't know where you got it from, but mine is from
China.
Our sponsor, 80stees.com, the best t-shirts in the world if you're into anything retro. 80s, 90s, movies, cartoons, you name it, they got it. Go buy it. They take care of us. We take care of them.
Yeah, this t-shirt smells like gasoline.
Yes, so that's great.
Yeah.
Speaking of gasoline.
The high grade.
I don't even have a speaking of gasoline follow-up on that one.
The Sunny in Philadelphia one. That's a good stuff.
That is the good stuff. Yeah. I just saw an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia clip where the three of them are debating. It's a behind-the-scenes thing. Do you remember the episode where Frank is shooting his gun in the apartment?
That's every episode.
No, he's in the apartment and he's like looking up the... Like, he finds out that he wasn't his kid's sperm donor or whatever. And he's pissed off and shooting the gun. So apparently this was like a vicious debate between the three of them, like with two of them not wanting, two of them wanting the gunshots in there.
Yeah.
And what's the guy who plays Frank's sons, the actor's name?
Glenn Howard?
Yeah. He was like, this is dumb. And he's still like 15 years later, they're fighting about how dumb he thinks it is. And they're like, no, no, no. Charlie Day's like, no, no, no. It's really good. We should have kept it.
Anything that had Danny DeVito shooting a gun, I'm for.
It's so good. Dude. Yeah. It's so good.
A new season's going to come soon, right?
Dude, wait a second. What? Speaking of DeVito. That made me think of Tommy DeVito, which made me think of the Giants, which made me think of the Patriots, which made
the annexation
of
Puerto Rico.
Mac Jones out
to the Jaguars.
Yeah, he's to the Jags.
Well, because we have the third pick in the draft.
How do you feel about that?
We're the Lions now.
Question for me:
what
are they going to take? JJ McCarthy?
No, they're going to take whatever Drake May or
the Patriots have had luck with Michigan quarterbacks.
Yeah,
something to consider.
But don't talk to me like a Patriots fan anymore. I'm a Lions fan until the Patriots get good again.
I need you to be careful with that Lions fans talk because you are the most jinxed Lions fan. Every game you've ever been to, they've lost.
Yeah.
So you got to pick a really unimportant. We have to break that curse this year. Find the crappiest game on the schedule, and that's
well,
the
they'll lose anyways. No, I went to one win without you when they blew out Arizona two or three years ago.
You just can't come with me then. That's fine. I don't like spending time with you anyways.
Yeah.
Max, we're on the show. We're here.
Collector.
Let's talk about some things first. Per usual, we have been doing this for 3 years and the cadence eludes you.
Yep.
I like that about you.
I have no internal clock. I remember when you asked me yesterday, it's like, and no, not yesterday. This is last week. What celebrity deaths got me? I couldn't think of any.
No, you froze. Well, that's a combination of your clock and not being able to think on the fly. That's like your double Achilles heel.
I'm not good at improv. I tried once.
You good at?
TV and movie recollection.
Yeah.
And bartending.
You are a good. Well, are you a good bartender?
I'm a fast bartender.
Yeah, you're fast.
Yeah.
You can fill, you're also not stealing. So that's a huge part of
it. Yeah.
I guess by default in the college town, if you're not stealing, that makes you the best damn bartender. I was quite the bartender for a hot minute. God, I miss bartending. Remember, Max, if you love the show.
I thought you were going to say thief. I
was an incredible thief. I was Ocean 11-ing scorekeepers all the time. If you, except it wouldn't require any of the masterminding of Ocean's 11. It'd be more like a really bad episode of South Park. If you enjoy the show, which obviously you do, because how could you not enjoy this?
You're this far in.
Don't
what are you
forget,
doing?
I know, right? You're deep. You're at least 5 minutes deep. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any podcast player that you listen to, we're on it.
YouTube.
Follow, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and just make sure to show us that love. Additionally, youtube.com/@buzzinthetower. That's where you can see the video. That's where the good stuff is. We ask people to go there. Yeah. I like to get us to 1,000 followers sooner than later. So if you get to work on that, I'd appreciate it. I feel like you do nothing.
We're halfway there.
Replaceable.
We're living on a prayer.
Replaceable. Yeah. What else do we got, Max? Patreon.com/buzzinthetower. That's where you can provide money to help fund Max's t-shirts, Nuke the Whales. I see that we've gone with not ironing or steaming our shirts again. You look like a vagrant.
Ding.
It looks great. It's a great looking shirt, Max.
I was going to do it.
You've got more wrinkles than Betty Davis.
She's dead, isn't she?
R.I.P.
Betty White.
Yeah, whatever.
Who's same, Betty? Same who's difference. Betty Davis.
Same difference.
Betty Crocker.
Yeah, you're Betty Crocker. That's candy coated shell.
You know, if you use cake batter and just Cool Whip, you can make cookies.
Cool Whip.
Yeah, cool. You can make cookies that are just delicious.
Next, if I didn't have these nuggets from you every once in a while,
yeah.
What would I have?
A life, a normal life. Yeah. You're about to go to Hawaii.
I'm about to go to Hawaii. What am I forgetting? Since you broke my cadence. Oh, social media. At Buzz in the Tower. Yep. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. But TikTok's the big one.
Yeah, whatever. Ace Ventura ones. It's got six figures.
We are approaching
50,000.
1 million likes.
We already passed that, I thought.
No, we did not. Oh. Do you run our social media? So I have concerns.
Recklessly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
You know what's funny? It's like,
we're going to go to Facebook. We're going to go to TikTok.
One scream ended his political career.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't that crazy?
Max, we should do one episode just on like politics. Yeah. We should do like a movie review of like a presidential debate.
Who's your favorite president?
Oh, all time?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Really?
He's just a filthy animal. Him and JFK just out there.
Okay, so you like
getting after everything man. That wasn't yeah. nailed down yeah. like and just being like, I'm going to do it. I'm a good guy.
I like William Howard Taft.
Sure. Any particular reason?
He got stuck in a tub because he's too fat.
Yeah.
And he had Newfoundlands.
Yeah. Newfies. Yeah. You do love the Newfies.
Yeah. Just a big fat
president. Who was the guy that did a lot of hunting and was kind of crazy?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy. I like Teddy.
Yeah.
He's gross.
He was a poet too.
Yeah.
And he like kept going back to wars.
Pretty much like every president except one, but we'll talk about that another time. I don't want to lose any fans.
William Henry Harrison?
You knew it.
You know, he died 68 days into his reign because he didn't wear a coat to his inauguration speech, so he got like pneumonia and died.
If I find this fascinating, yeah. I can only imagine how other people feel about it.
So you don't like it?
No.
Okay.
Stupid.
Okay.
Max, today's episode.
Oh, we can connect presidents to the 80s though.
That's great.
If you draw a bandana around Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill, it looks like Sylvester Stallone. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's going on?
Look it up.
Okay, great. Max, today's episode is the 90s collector.
Yeah.
Now, I gotta say something.
Okay.
I doubt you found this out, but you should have. How many collectors episodes have we done?
This is our fifth or sixth.
I think you're ninth. Right. I think it's our fifth or sixth.
Yeah, nine.
The times. Collectors episode is from the brain of Max Sanders. A great idea. This is, I think, of all of the episode ideas that you've come up with, this is my favorite.
Woo!
And the idea was if we had just all the money in the world.
Yep.
And a hangar. It wasn't at first a hangar because we just got more and more stuff. We needed
yeah, it was
more
a basement.
Room. But if we were going to build a museum. If we were going to build a museum and put our favorite items from, at the time, 80s movies
yep.
in that museum. And I think, like for instance, like I wanted the arcade game from The Last Starfighter.
Yeah, which, Ashton Jackson flamethrower.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it would be any magical power that it has is irrelevant. This,
yep.
this was meant to be true collector, right?
Yeah.
Because like, yes, the DeLorean is great, but we're not going to time travel.
No.
But if you want the DeLorean because you want the DeLorean,
that's still freaking cool.
So
how much do you think that would go for nowadays? $40 million?
The actual original. Yeah.
You think Spielberg has it? He's
no,
got to. Zemeckis? It's got to be one of the
I
two,
have
right?
No idea. Well, remember, they probably had about six or seven. That's the yeah. one thing I've learned is like when we do these episodes is they don't make just one prop. There's
yeah,
like
yeah.
six or
I think
seven.
There was three. Yeah. yeah. But
How many were the Ferraris?
It's three.
Yeah, there were yeah. three. Yeah, but none of them were real.
Nope,
because it was just too.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that fact when you told me that when we were talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off that people lost their minds.
Like, yeah, they like destroyed one.
Ferrari yeah. enthusiasts yeah. were like, "Oh, you can't do this," but it wasn't real. So all of that being said,
why are they Professor Frank?
Everybody is. Today we're going to do our first ever '90s collector because now that we do '90s movies, and this was it was surprisingly difficult only because
the tornado from Twister.
Classic Max Sanders. We each pick. I'm not even gonna, so you know, I'm not gonna prelude this. We each picked five things from a 90s
six,
movie.
You said six.
We each pick six.
Yeah.
I'll come up with one before we get to six. Don't worry. We each pick six things from a 90s movie that we would want in our collection. Max, the floor is yours. The fine gentleman from Boston, the floor is yours.
They call me Wrinkles McGee.
Oh, dear God. What is the first item on your list?
All right, should I go with my best one? Because I don't want you to steal it.
This is the funniest thing in the world to me is that you have no, like, you have no way. You don't build a crescendo at all. You don't nope. understand that.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll build a crescendo.
All right.
So I'll go with my stupidest one first. This is for me. This is my collection.
Like, well, I don't remember. Are you having any bad? You like Bender's glove? I thought was cool. You
yeah, but this,
that was
this
dumb.
One's dumb.
This is even by your standard.
Even I know this
oh,
is
Jesus.
Dumb.
All right, Max, hit me. What do you got?
So my favorite athlete of the '90s.
Favorite athlete of the '90s
was Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay,
and I had his shoes. Do you remember the Hypnotic shoes, the black and white ones?
No.
Okay. He was like cool. He was comfortable being a big guy, yeah, which I was a big guy.
Sure.
And he, like, normally 7-footers are like very kind of like, oh, don't look at me. I don't want attention. He was breakdancing, didn't care.
Yeah.
And I had the Magic jerseys. I watched all his movies. And Kazam was pretty good.
Was there about three of them? He's done three movies?
So he did Kazam, Blue Chips.
Yeah.
And then one movie destroyed his career.
Yes.
And that's what I want the prop from.
Okay.
It's from the movie Steel.
Okay.
It's a terrible movie.
Yes.
Terrible. So it cost $16 million.
Okay.
And it made $1.8 million.
Wow.
And it's based on this guy, John Henry Irons, who is kind of like a blue man, like a blue man group, like a blue collar.
Superman. Blue man group, I gotcha.
Yeah. So he has this suit made entirely of steel, but it's very clear in the movie that it's made of rubber.
Okay.
Like you can see it bend when he's like moving around.
Yes.
I want the suit.
You want the suit.
Yeah.
I want the suit.
Because I could wear it around. It's like wearing your dad. He's, you know, 7 feet. You know,
you
know what's crazy? This made me think of Kevin Peter Hall. They couldn't find a stunt double who was 7 feet tall for him. So Shaq had to do all his own stunts.
Yeah.
So it's like if Kevin Peter Hall was around, he probably would have done it.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. You
would think so.
I don't know.
Yeah. And Judd Nelson's the bad guy in this. So
I've never seen this movie. So.
It's so bad.
Yeah,
it's
it feels
one of the,
bad.
It's
it
one of the worst like movies movie. Ever. And it just gives me warm fuzzies. I love Shaq. I love bad 90s superhero stuff before Marvel got into the we're going to spend a ton of money on it kind of stuff. And I'm just a Shaq fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to make excuses. That's not that, when you tell me that you have a bad idea, I feel like you're going to say something like, you know, I want the Moonlight from such a movie. I can't even give an example of when you do dumb things because they're too dumb
Dirk
for me.
Dirk Diggler's
even...
third leg.
Okay, that's...
That's actually something.
That's a legit prosthetic.
Yeah.
You've got the touch.
Somebody on
YouTube was like, dear God, get Mo to stop singing. And I was like, tell me to stop singing. It's my show. I'll sing if I want to.
Yeah.
I hate you so much. God, Max, well, where do I start? Let me start with my weakest one.
Elizabeth Shue's underwear
none of
from
mine,
any
that's
movie.
Really inappropriate. Don't talk that way about her, please.
People keep sending me the picture of her in her underwear cooking in black and white.
And they say, give it to Mo.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, I've already seen this a million times, but it's really.
Send it to me. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Then my burner account. Max, we talked about a movie a while back called Happy Gilmore. We haven't done the movie, but we've talked when we did our Remembering Carl Weathers episode.
Okay.
And I love that movie.
Yeah.
And in particular,
top five sports movie.
It's a great movie. And in particular, especially having recently lost Carl Weathers, the role of Chubbs and who he is in this movie
it's
is incredible.
It's
all in the hips. I want Chubbs's wooden hand.
That's a good one.
From Happy Gilmore.
Do you want it before or after?
Before it's destroyed.
Okay.
When I rewatched just that scene when he first meets Happy, there's something about this that I really appreciate. And I think it's like, it's passionately why I love Adam Sandler.
Mm.
Adam Sandler has this way of being like unforgivingly absurd in some of the things he
does.
That
the hand's too big?
That it's significantly too big. Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Nightmare on Elm Street when Freddy's arms get long, except it's only one arm.
No, I was thinking of Always Sunny and his uncle who wears the big hands.
Yes. But see, you're saying the big hand. It's not even that the hand's too big.
Yeah.
It's that he clearly is holding the hand from where his hand should be. So remember, if he had really lost his hand, then in theory, that wooden hand should be at the same length of his other one. But like they make no attempt whatsoever to hide the fact that it's like another foot and a half away from his arm.
Would you wear it out?
I don't know. I would probably just kind of keep it under glass.
Kind of like Soul Man-ish. It's a little blackface-ish.
Yeah. It actually kind of feels like Zoolander, the hand model, when he's got that little like ball around. I know. I'd have like that kind of like bubble wrapped around
it. But why male models?
Do
you know that was improvised?
It was amazing. Yeah. I love Zoolander. So when he first meets him and he's explaining the story, and there's also other elements of it that are hilarious to me, like the fact that Chubbs carries the alligator's eye in a glass jar.
Oh, you're sick.
Like it just... Everything about it.
I thought you were
going
to say the taxidermied alligator.
Yeah, no, just the hand.
Or his gold putter. That's a good one.
Yeah, the hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the kiss mask.
The hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying like Happy Gilmore has a lot of them.
The hand.
Yeah. The gold jacket.
I want the hand.
There's a lot of Happy Gilmore ones.
I agree. Yeah. How about a Subway sub?
Yeah.
A delicious Subway sub.
That's back when they had the third piece of bread on the top.
When did Subway have a third piece of bread on the
top? I thought they did.
Is absolutely not accurate. I've been eating at Subway since the early 90s.
I thought there was like a little top hat.
No, there's no top hat.
Am I Bernstein Bearings this?
Yes, big time.
Mandela effect?
Yeah, you Mandela'd it.
Okay.
Max, back to you, my friend.
Okay. the cool
piece of bread.
Jesus I don't know. Christ. The coolest movie of the 90s to me was Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's so like I remember I was in theaters. I didn't know what was going on.
Does it ever blow your mind that as weird as Tom Cruise is, all he does is crush movies? Trish and I have this conversation because Trish can't stand Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And as a result, doesn't like Tom Cruise movies. Mm. And I separate them. I recognize he is like the weirdest dude in Hollywood, but I have never walked out of a Tom Cruise movies. If I could speak English, I've never walked out of a Tom Cruise movie like dissatisfied.
You seen Rock of Ages?
No. Was it bad?
Yeah, it's really bad.
But I like the music. I think I'd be into it because I love all the classic music.
He was untouchable till 2000.
Yeah.
Like his 80s and 90s. But the thing is, I think the crazier and weirder you are, the more you're obsessed with your craft. Look at the Tiger Woods, the Michael Jordans. You know what I mean? Like, these aren't people that are well-adjusted because they didn't focus on other parts of their life.
His crazy got unlikable.
Yeah.
His crazy, I agree with you, but there's other people out there that are crazy and they don't become unlikable.
Yeah.
His crazy became unlikable. His jumping on couches on Oprah.
I love that.
Those promo videos that he made for Scientology. Have you ever watched those?
No.
Oh, Jesus, Max. I have a homework assignment for you. Just Google Tom Cruise Scientology promo videos.
Isn't this the whole thing that he was like bribed into being Scientology's face because they have like his secrets and stuff?
I don't know anything about that. Yeah. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Just watch his videos.
Okay.
Or watch when he's, not Matt Lauer. Yeah. Who's the disgraced anchor?
Lauer.
Is it had the button that slammed there? His discussion.
You love bringing this guy up.
Because it's his.
Is this what you would do?
No, I would never, ever tell you if I was going
to do that. #MoToo.
His conversation with Matt Lauer about Brooke Shields' mental health.
Oh, yeah, no.
Is the most ick thing I've ever seen.
You
in
made
my
me
life.
Watch it.
It's awful.
Yeah. We were mid-pod, and you're like, and it was 100
what
degrees.
What were you talking about that I made you watch it?
Taps?
Top Gun? Oh, Taps. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I love everything he's in.
Yeah.
God, man. I mean, you know what I just watched the other day just for fun?
Color of Money?
No. That's a great movie, though. Yeah. All the Right Moves.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Yeah. Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And Leah Thompson. They're incredible.
All right. And fully naked Tom Cruise.
I know.
Yeah.
And fully naked Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nudity in that movie.
Yeah.
I support that nudity. I did not have intercourse with her.
Anyways, coolest movie ever. You got to do the
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Coolest iconic scene. Also, by the way, directed by Brian De Palma.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that it was actually like, it wasn't a cookie cutter
movie.
It was weird.
You bring in this like art house hardcore.
Yeah. I mean, De Palma, I mean, it's the dude that made Scarface.
Yeah.
And Body Double.
Yeah.
And Dressed to Kill.
Did he do Apocalypse. He didn't do Apocalypse Now.
That's Francis Ford Coppola. Yeah. He did more of the like, he did Christine.
Yeah, yeah.
But not Christine, the blood one. Carrie. Yeah, blood. But I want the rope lowering mechanism that they had to get him into the white room.
That's an infamous scene.
Yeah. So
that has been parodied
a billion times. Yeah. So I didn't know this. The room itself, they mirrored it after Space Odyssey 2001.
Oh, interesting.
Like the kind of like the clearness of it. And I want to like get it up in my backyard on a tree, and I want to like recreate the scene whenever I want.
I can't wait until you get a hold of
remember,
this.
Remember, like one,
and
two,
I have to go to your funeral and speak on behalf of you dying from autoerotic asphyxiation because you hooked the thing around your neck.
So apparently he couldn't get the bounce down, and he had to put coins in his shoes. Yeah, to like bounce himself
out.
They
were likely there to give him a couple inches anyways.
But the sweat and just, I don't know, the intensity of that scene. Like that's Tom Cruise's intensity being used in the right way. And
it's good.
I just think it's cool.
It's good.
Yeah.
Max, my next one should come of absolutely no surprise. Well, the film should come of no surprise. So if I put a gun to your head outside of,
Goonies?
No, I'm going 90s now. Outside of Point Break.
Yep.
What is one of my, I never shut up, I talk about it all the time.
We do William Shatner. What is?
What is the movie that I bathe in?
Tommy Boy?
You got to really.
Ace Ventura?
I'm really disappointed because you of all people should know this immediately.
Encino Man?
You're not thinking.
I
quote this movie every time I see you.
Oh my God.
Every single time we come into the studio.
I'm embarrassed.
Every single time. Every time I am on the phone with you, every time I see you, I say the following.
Oh, yeah. Sounds of Lambs. Yeah.
Every single time. So my next article of memorabilia is from the movie Silence of the Lambs. Now, there are a number of things, appropriate and inappropriate.
The face?
Well, Miggs is splooge.
Yeah. I was going to make a joke, and I didn't know how to say it. By the way, that's made with sour cream and yogurt.
Yeah, everything a grown boy needs. Like I mixed Die Hard with that.
Yeah. Good.
That's so foul that I even said that. Look at the blood. Silence of the Lambs is a movie that when we eventually decide to do it,
it's why does it strike you so much? Is it just Buffalo Bill or is it the Anthony Hopkins? What makes it such a movie?
I don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. I think because I love, like, Law and Order was one of my favorite shows ever.
Yep.
I love
CSI or Criminal Intent?
No, the OG. The yeah. OG Law okay. and Order. Like,
with Lenny Bruschi,
yes,
right? With,
yeah. Brisket Sandwich. Lenny
yeah.
Brisket.
Yeah. No one puts Baby in the Corner.
And I just, like, there's an element of Silence of the Lambs that's a combo, like, law drama
yeah.
meets horror film.
FBI.
Meets FBI. It has just a little bit of everything.
The killer explaining stuff.
And it's this psychological thriller. Yeah. And it was so unique. The idea that you have Clarice and she's trying to make a name for herself and she creates this friendship and that the friendship can exist and be genuine
yeah.
in the arena of him being a cannibal. It's just unbelievable to me. I love the movie to death.
The dark scene still scares me.
It's so good.
Yeah, the
it's
night scene. So I'm like, good. I'm like,
and then Ted Levine is yeah. so good.
Yeah.
And I know, like, I do the voice all the time.
No. Everyone, so Bill Simmons, who I worship,
yeah.
he says he realized the internet was like a powerful thing when he thought that he was the only one that quoted Buffalo Bill to
yeah.
his friends.
Yeah.
And then you get on the internet and realize everyone did it.
There's, I think, for what it's worth, I don't know if you'll find this as funny as I do, but there's a guy who made a song. It's a band. So you have Q Lazarus, who does the song, you know, Goodbye Horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye yeah, Horses. Yeah, so there's another song. I think it's called, like, Looking Down the Well. It is a
it
song.
About?
It's not a parody.
Okay.
But it's, like, a real produced song.
Yeah.
But it's all about Buffalo Bill and that movie.
That's incredible.
I think it's something to the effect of, you're looking down at me, I'm looking up at you.
Yeah, you sing this once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Does it really say that?
Or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, my God.
So one day, I'm at, like,
Precious.
I have Precious. So my friends and I have this, like, devotion to this song or to this movie, which is crazy. I was at a bar singing that song,
yeah.
like having a couple beers, and we were singing it. I think it was me and Bruce.
Yeah.
Some guy at the end of the bar was like, ooh. And that's your moment, the Bill Simmons moment. Like, yeah. I realize everybody
yeah.
quotes the song. Everybody. Yeah. Look, when I saw Joe Dirt. And yeah. they did the whole thing of
yeah.
him, like,
and that's Brian Thompson. That's the
yeah,
nice slasher.
I know. That was just amazing.
Wait, so what do you want? What do you want from the movie?
I just
want
to talk about the movie. No, so there's, I mean, God, there's so many things, right? The head in the jar.
Yep.
You could do the splooge is terrible, right? The sewing machine.
Yeah.
But mine, I don't know
the
why.
The coat? The skin coat?
No, dude. I want the dolly. I want the dolly that he's brought out into
with the
in the hangar. No, okay. You know what a dolly is? My soft handed friend.
Isn't, I mean, it's like when things go up and down, right?
No.
Like a laundry dolly.
No, that's not what a dolly is. Oh. Should have immediately known. Remember when Lecter is in, like, strapped into the suit with
yeah.
the mask on and he's on that flat board
on
wheels?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a dolly.
Yeah. I have them at work
manly
all the time. Yeah.
I want the dolly.
So you
want
to be brought into parties like that?
I want to be brought into parties. I've seen people do this, by the way, for Halloween costumes, and
really?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, they have a husband-wife, and,
yeah.
like, the wife dresses as Clarice,
that's
wears, like, a nice
yeah.
pantsuit, and then the husband's in the dolly.
Why haven't you done that?
I should. Yeah. Well, Trish would never go for that in a million years, but that'd be
she
amazing.
Married you.
It's true. So it's when Senator Ruth Martin, who's looking for Catherine
it's
Martin,
in the gymnasium,
daughter,
right? Yeah.
Was it? I thought it was an airport hangar. Was it a gymnasium?
I thought it was, like, a...
I thought they literally... She got off her jet, and you could be right. I don't entirely remember, but...
Yeah, no, you're right. It's like a... But it's in a, like, boxing kind of arena, right? No.
No. I think you're thinking of Rocky IV.
Okay.
When...
You know, the guy who did the music for that also did Transformers.
You don't say.
People were upset.
Nobody was upset. One person commented, it's so unremarkable. By the way, for anyone who's watching this show, I have to say this again. I am 100% okay with criticism of the show. This is not everybody's cup of tea. We're sitting here making, oh, good from Silence of the Lambs. But when people go on TikTok and, like, you put a fact out there just for fun,
yeah.
and they're like, oh, I already knew that. If I find you, if I ever walk into someone, like, if I bumped into someone, I swear to God, I'll punch them in the face.
Yeah.
If I could meet some of these people, that's all they've got going on in their lives, I'd murder them.
Yeah, you got meaty hands, dude.
I do have meaty hands.
Yeah.
They make a good fist.
Good fist. I get manicures every week.
That's why you don't know what a dolly is. So anyways,
who works with more dollies?
Senator Martin has had enough of waiting around.
Yep.
And Clarice is taking too long. So finally they meet each other. This is where he has the whole conversation with her. Like, did you breastfeed Catherine? Toughen your nipples, didn't it?
Jesus.
I actually wrote down the whole, I do the whole thing. Tell me, Senator, did you nurse Catherine yourself?
What?
Did you breastfeed her? Now, wait a minute. Yes, I did. Toughen your nipples, didn't it?
Is this your Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah, it's terrible. Hannibal Lecter's not an easy voice to do. He's got like this drawl.
Yeah, you're doing like Forrest Gump on helium. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say toughen your nipples.
So you're Southern Belle and Hannibal Lecter.
Toughen your nipples.
It's a good
I've
pick
got nipples.
Though.
Why don't you milk me, Max?
It's a good pick.
That's my pick.
Yeah.
Up to you, Max. Continue.
Okay, you said I was a Boston kid, which
yeah,
I am.
You are.
So I want a little reference to that.
All right.
I want something I can drunkenly go out and use once
yes,
in a while.
Yes.
So I was thinking, like, what can I use to my, like, pleasure?
Yeah, pleasure.
So I picked the...
What are you? Are you a size six? sorry, we're not talking about Silence of the Lambs anymore.
The napkin that Skylar wrote her number on in Good Will Hunting
ooh,
for Do You Like Apples? Because I could just go up to anybody. Do you like apples?
Yeah.
So Good Will Hunting, one of the best Boston movies of all time. I'll put it in the top four. It's The Verdict, The Town, this, and...
And that rom-com.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to bring it up. Shut up. We disavow that movie.
You're the least Boston guy I know.
I'm pretty...
Everybody from Boston's like gritty and knows what a dolly is, and you're like, I'm Manicure Jones over here. But continue.
So Will Hunting's a janitor at MIT.
Yeah.
He's a genius, but he's got like rough edges and all that kind of stuff, and his friends, Ben Affleck and all, kind of support him.
Yeah.
And he goes to Robin Williams... who's a psychologist, which, by the way, Ordinary People, he like kind of rips Judd Hirsch's role, which I love.
Yeah.
But this was kind of the defining serious role of Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And also the birth of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Amazing story. They had the script. They knew they had something special. People tried to buy it,
yeah,
and they refused to sell it unless they could act in it. And they didn't have a lot of chops at that
very
time
Stallone
to get away with it.
And with Rocky.
Nailed it, 100%. Yeah.
And
by the way, a fun episode would be city defining films.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right? Because like Rocky's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
RoboCop is Detroit.
Yeah, Heat is LA.
Heat is LA.
I'm trying to think. Grand Canyon is Arizona? Very obscure. No Country for Old Men is Texas.
Yeah.
This
is Texas. We ain't old 'em.
No Pain, No Gain would be Miami. That movie's terrible. Like Miami.
All right.
You've been burned, Miami.
Let's go. Come on.
So
come back to me, Max.
Yeah. So Skylar, by the way, Minnie Driver in the movie is fantastic.
Yeah.
And
do you know that Minnie Driver dated a guy I went to high school with?
Really?
In like whilst she was like famous and in Hollywood.
That's awesome.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's she like?
I know nothing about. I wasn't close with this guy. He was a year or two older than me, but we just all of a sudden I started seeing them on the red carpet with each other. I was like, oh, well, that's you don't see that every
day. He's Eskimo Brothers Matt Damon. They dated. So that's pretty cool.
There you go.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, just an iconic scene. You can just go up to everyone. Do you like apples? I got a number. And you got to do the, Boston accent.
Yeah.
How you like them apples? And everyone goes, oh!
What if nobody's around to do that, though, and you're just kind of holding it there?
There's always someone at a pizza place at 1 or 2 in the morning.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you've not had good luck at pizza places at 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's where you get knocked out.
Yes. This will change my luck.
Is there a way to get a hold of that video still?
Dustin has it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like 100%?
Yeah.
Dude, that's... Yeah. We should throw that on our Patreon. That's incredible stuff.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, that's good. It's my turn?
Yep.
God, I'm going to... I have two of your favorite 90s movies on my list, by the way. I'm going to save one of my favorites for last, though.
Okay.
You know what? Let me go to one of yours right now. A little movie called Shawshank Redemption.
No!
Oh, no. Do you have this on your list, too?
I did.
Oh, you can still use it.
No.
Unless we have the exact same thing.
You do.
Let's just see. We might.
Okay.
So Shawshank Redemption...
greatest movie of all time.
It was a flop in the box office.
Only
isn't that
made
wild?
$25 million on a $28 budget, or vice versa.
And it's another one of those movies that like they over ordered the amount of VHSs to put into purchase and circulation.
Yeah,
there was nothing really to justify the purchase that they made, but they did it anyways.
It was Tommy Boy too, right?
Yeah, it went gangbusters.
Yeah,
Shawshank Redemption, right? Like regarded as one of the 10 best films ever made.
IMDb, it's number one ranked, and it doesn't make sense because Frank Darabont wrote Dream Warriors.
Yeah,
Dream Warriors. And he's on The Walking Dead show since. It's like, it's this one thing in Hollywood that's magic. It's like, for some reason, when some people get together, you can create something that's the greatest of all time, and then your career can go nowhere. It's like Citizen Kane with Orson Welles. You know what I mean? Like, Tim Robbins is a great actor. Enjoy him, but he's never been greater than Andy Dufresne. Morgan Freeman's career, he's kind of done the Red impersonation the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, and 40s and prison movies and like
Max,
it makes no sense.
It's just
what is it? Is it about hope, the human condition?
I don't know. I don't know what it is about this movie.
Well, and also the ending too. It's like
it's perfect.
You're not expecting him to escape. You're expecting
the movie is the ending is perfect.
Yeah,
they do enough things in there. You know, like I'm thinking of Lock Up with Stallone. And I'm like, I could have gone that direction. But they do enough things in this movie. So Andy Dufresne goes to prison.
Yep.
He is wrongfully put in prison for the murder of his wife and
a
man
golf pro.
She was having an affair with.
Yeah. But he's like cold and calculated. Yeah. So it's like hard for him to show emotion. So they're like, everyone's freaked out.
And I think that what's kind of incredible about the movie is it's showing a man who is bigger, stronger. He's the hero. And he's almost... super in his intelligence and in his methodical nature, but he's also fragile and accessible because he's raped, he's beaten up, he's thrown in the hole, he's tortured, his
and
friends are murdered.
And he rebels too, like when he plays the music or...
those moments are incredible.
Yeah,
the music's
or
amazing.
When he almost gets thrown off for doing the tax evasion thing.
Yeah, the tax thing is great.
Yeah, give it to your wife.
I don't call that rebelling. That was just him. That was
he almost
cool
got thrown
scene.
Off the roof.
Yeah, you're conflating the idea of rebelling with just like a really cool scene.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah,
you're great when you gave the actual example of him rebelling, and then you're like, no, that's not.
All right, what do you want?
you're so mad. It makes me so happy. By the way, I have a really cool fact about the Shawshank Redemption. So when the first scene when Andy Dufresne meets Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Red.
Red. The first time they meet each other, Red is throwing a baseball.
Yep.
He threw that baseball. It took 9 hours to shoot that scene.
Oh, my God.
So he was throwing the ball for 9 hours.
That's
nine
wild.
Times. He didn't complain once.
Yeah.
He didn't say a word. Showed up the next day with his arm in a sling.
Oh, my God.
Which makes sense. I could throw a ball for 15 minutes, and I'd be like, oh, my leg.
Yeah, apparently for the new Wonka movie, they made these, like, custom delicious, you know, chocolates because, you know, it's supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
Normally you have a spit take where, you know, you spit them out. Everyone liked them so much that they kept eating them.
Jesus
so, like, the director gained 50 pounds. Everyone was, like, violently sick the entire time.
Yeah, I'm full of chocolates.
Well, someone's spending, like, an hour, like, making the perfect, you know, like, creme brulee, like, chocolate encrusted marshmallow.
I believe it's brulee, but I like Michael Bublé.
Yeah, Michael Bublé.
Creme brulee.
Did you see him on mushrooms during the NHL All-Star
amazing.
Game? Yeah.
It's incredible.
What do you want?
What do I want? I want the knife. I want the chess set. The stone carved chess set.
Interesting.
I think that would be like the coolest because he had a full set put together.
Yeah.
And that's got to be somewhere.
He made it out of his own rocks, right?
Yeah. That was the first thing that he asked Red for. He's like, can you get me a
chessboard?
No. He wanted the rock hammer. It's called a rock hammer to etch all these like stones and polish them and everything. Yeah. But I was like very excited.
I thought you would want the rock hammer and the Bible.
No.
That's what I would have wanted.
That's what you want.
I'm doing something different. By the way, that sold at auction in 2021.
The rock hammer and the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay.
$440,000.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's crazy.
I mean, you got the money. If you have that kind of money sitting
It's pretty
around,
good.
Have fun.
Oh, man.
Get after it.
Shawshank. You give me warm fuzzy just thinking about it.
Thank you. You love that movie.
I appreciate it.
All right, Tiger, you're up.
Okay. So let's go with the silly one. one of two. These are my backups. What the hell? I want the prop snake from Anaconda. The thing is huge, and it's silly.
Anaconda is such a bad movie.
It eats John Voight, Jennifer Lopez, Owen Wilson, Eric Stoltz.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Great tagline, too. You can't scream if you can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just
can't see if you can't
breathe. Ice Cube's in it, too. And it's just a ridiculous snake. It's like, what, like 30 feet long?
Yeah, God, I've seen it. I may have seen it in theaters.
It almost reminds me of the Neverending Story, like how, what's his name? Falcor.
Falcor.
Like, you see the head?
Yeah. Gwildor.
Yeah. I think it would look. Shut up. I think it would look good. Like, you like hang it up, you know, like above everybody.
I think it would be very tacky.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if tacky's your thing, do it.
Have him eating John Voight.
It's got a, like, remember Piranha?
Yeah.
Who directed?
Piranha 2 was James Cameron.
Yeah, who directed Piranha 1?
I don't know.
All right, good talk. Good talk. It's got a feel to it like that. It was. It's like a B movie horror film.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
But whatever you want, the Piranha.
It was a fun.
Piranha,
it was
have
a,
the Piranha. Take the Piranha.
It was a fun movie.
Whatever you.
And
say.
And plus, animal stuff is always cool.
Whatever you say. Oh, I do have six. I lied. I found my sixth.
Okay.
My bad. I was looking through my notes. I'm like, oh yeah, there's my sixth right there. Oh, man. What do I want to give you? What do I want to give you, Max? All right. You know what? I'm going to go from one of your favorite movies to your second favorite movie.
Okay.
I mean, not your second favorite. This is your all-time favorite. In 1990, there was a movie called Goodfellas.
Yes.
Do you have anything from this movie on your list?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised. Yeah. I'm very surprised. Surprise, surprise.
I'm trying to think what you would pick. Okay.
So Goodfellas is about some good old boys.
Yeah. Just Italian gangsters.
Just Italian some guys. You got Robert De Niro as James Conway, Ray Liotta as Henry Hill, Hank Hill, and Joe Pesci as Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito. Tommy.
Funny how.
Funny how.
How do I entertain you? Am I clowning?
So what I want is the painting.
Oh, one dog goes this way, one dog goes that way. So I was thinking about getting that tattooed on me.
It's an amazing scene. So yeah. In the scene,
it's got a nice head of white hair.
Yep, you've got James, Hank, and Tommy are all hanging out at their local
Henry.
Bar. I said Hank. He goes by Hank.
No, he doesn't.
I'm sure he does.
He's Henry Hill.
Yeah, whatever. Hank. Henry, whatever. Henry, James, and Tommy.
You're thinking of King of the Hill.
I'm thinking King of the Hill.
Damn it, Bobby.
James, Henry, and Tommy are hanging out at the bar.
Yeah.
And Billy Batts, which, by the way, if you're a fan of anything Italian mafia related.
You think you're strong?
Billy Batts is played.
Frank Vincent.
God bless America. Yeah. I was going to tell you the other character. So Billy Batts is played by Frank Vincent, who is also Phil Leotardo.
Yeah.
From The Sopranos.
Yeah, he's in everything.
Don't you forget
that. The Casino.
Don't you forget that, Max. So Billy Batts shows up. He's just been paroled.
Yep.
And he's, you know, he's busting chops. That's what he does. He geez, I'm going to bust some
chops.
Get
your shine box.
So DeVito comes in.
Make his shoes look like mirrors.
And he's like, hey, Tommy, you going to come over here and say hi? I just got out. It's like, Tommy over there, I used to make a good dime making shining shoes.
Yeah.
And then, so you know, DeVito, who's a lunatic in this movie.
I don't shine shoes anymore.
Every time I say DeVito, I think of Danny DeVito, by the way. It's really throwing me
off. Tommy
DeVito,
Tommy
DeVito, So he's like, you know, I don't know if you'd heard, but I don't shine shoes anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, easy, you know, I was just messing with you. He goes, go get your fucking shine box.
You mother.
By the way, that's a tattoo. Go get your fucking shine box. So he leaves, tells his buddies Henry, not Hank, Henry.
Yeah. Keep him here.
Yeah, keep him here.
If someone said that, I would leave the bar immediately. Keep him here.
Yeah. He's invincible. He's been in jail. So he comes back and he just takes his gun and pistol whips him, like beats the hell out of him.
Yeah, don't forget De Niro has like the Michael Jordan face where his tongue's out.
The significance of this is that the entire start of this movie is him in the back trunk thumping on the trunk, which you don't know what it is, whatever. Yeah. And then it cuts to, as long as I can remember.
I wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah. Then halfway through the movie, when you get to the scene, they take the body, they throw it in the trunk. They head over to Tommy DeVito's mom. They have a nice chicken cutlet meal.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's played by Martin Scorsese's mom.
I know, she's so
which
good.
Is amazing.
She's incredible.
So she's been working on these paint by numbers. And like, hey, Ma, get the meatloaf and show him the painting.
And Jimmy's putting ketchup on his pasta.
I know, but that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I guess.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
So the painting is, like you said, it's an old man in a boat, two dogs facing in different directions. But here's kind of the cool thing about the painting. I don't know do you know about the painting?
No.
Don't tell me if you do.
I don't.
This is going to excite you. The painting was originally painted by the mother of Nicholas Pileggi. I butchered that. Nicholas Pileggi.
Yeah.
And is based upon the 1978 edition of the National Geographic. Pileggi wrote the book Wise Guy, which is what the movie's based on.
Oh, no way.
So the author of Wise Guy, that was his mother's painting.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I knew you'd dig that.
Yeah. Nice white hair because he looks just like
De Niro. Well, De Niro says, looks like someone we knew.
Yeah. And they're like,
oh, we know, not new.
Oh, I need to borrow this knife.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Right there?
I need to borrow this knife. It's like, I got a deer.
Ma, I gotta cut the meatloaf.
I got a deer. It's his hoof, his paw.
I'm actually kind of surprised you didn't pull anything from this movie. There's a lot of cool stuff.
So, all right.
You could have done the razor blade that cuts the
garlic.
The garlic.
Yeah. Or, no, I would have done the rock wall at their super fancy house.
Yeah.
We had this made custom. And she has like a robotic, you know what I mean? Like huge thing. I'm trying to think. What else? The gun he pistol whips the guy with across the street.
Whipping. There's a whole bunch of pistol whipping in this movie.
This is great. I mean, there's so much stuff. Oh, my God.
Goodfellas is a good movie.
Yeah. It's the best. I mean, it's one of my top five.
So I gave you Shawshank and Goodfellas. Those are two of your favorites. All right, Max, go to you. What do you got?
So I'll go to one of the all times. This is my big one.
Oh, boy.
Because I think it's the coolest thing ever. Because this piece of memorabilia, no one will have seen, even though they know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, no one knows what it actually looks like, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
So, what's the most
shocking? Can I tell you what I guarantee I know what it is.
What?
Is it the suitcase from Pulp Fiction?
No.
Okay.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in there, actually.
I know. That's what I said when it was.
But there's something actually in this. Okay. So what's the most shocking ending of a movie in the 90s?
What's in the box?
Yep.
Oh, the box from Seven?
So the box from Seven.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, two detectives, Mills and Somerset, Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman
popping up again.
Yeah. It's the darkest blockbuster movie of all time.
Yeah.
It's like gross and weird and...
You know, can I tell you something?
What?
It is, its allure to me
is
in the camp of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
It was poetically jarring.
Yeah, noir. But like Silence of the Lambs had a little bit more like... It could be kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can make fun of it. You can't make fun of Seven.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very dark.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's David Fincher, who's the king of like,
he's
quoted as saying, "We're all perverts. I just put it on screen." I'm like, yeah. So, a little too much. And also,
sometimes I need to hear the blah, blah, blah.
The coolest thing, too, is uncredited was Kevin Spacey in this movie. So no one knew he was in the movie. You can't do that nowadays. Mm-mm. So, the box, by the way.
Mostly because Kevin Spacey's not allowed to work.
Yes, that's
but that's okay. Continue.
He's not convicted. He got off, right?
Neither is Trump. Continue. Yeah,
many times. So the box actually had Gwyneth Paltrow's head in it. Like, not her physical head.
Oh, I was like, that's amazing that they detached it and she was able to do so many films.
They made a...
I know, a replica.
They made a replica, which, if you watch the 2011 movie, Contagion, you know, she dies in that movie. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's about a virus. It's basically like COVID, but like terrible COVID.
Okay.
And they actually show her when they're doing the autopsy of her, there's the fake head of hers. That's the head.
No way.
I swear to God.
That's wild.
Yeah. So you could have it in your house and you could be like, this is actually.
That's a conversation piece right
there. Isn't that crazy? I want
to
see it. You're
going to hang it next to your anaconda?
Yeah. No, I'll put it underneath. Like,
my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
Gwyneth doesn't have any.
No.
Yeah.
I like that, though. I do like that. I would want the prosthetic sword penis.
What?
From Seven. You don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He made me what? Yeah. He's like freaking out.
Or I want the pasta meal that they made the fat guy eat. It looked delicious.
I want 50 pounds of pasta.
I want to be tied to a chair and forced to eat.
Yeah. I want the fake pound of flesh that the lawyer had to cough his love handles.
Oh, God.
Or, you know what you want? You want the rotted corpse guy who'd been like tortured for a year.
Yeah.
Who coughs?
Sloth, right?
Yeah.
No.
He was a pedophile.
Yes, well, no. Sloth was where he had to lay in bed and couldn't move. Gluttony was the big frat man.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie. God.
Detective.
Didn't, if I recall, in that movie, I don't think they told the actors who were playing the SWAT team
that he was alive.
That he was alive.
Yeah, so
when
McGinley
he moved,
like,
it like scared the ever-loving crap out of everybody. And that's amazing.
The opening credits of that movie are like, creepy
God,
as all hell.
So
yeah.
Good,
it's the best. Fincher's the best. That's you still really need to watch
movie.
The Killer.
I know.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Look it on.
Psycho Killer.
Yeah.
All right.
What's
it's
your
my turn?
Second to last, right?
No. I think I've got, let me count. I've got one.
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two bats. Well, I got to save my favorite for last.
Yeah.
So I'll do my second to last. I don't know that you've seen this movie yet, and I'm going to need you to because I think this might be. Our next episode is going to be Con Air. I think this is going to be the episode after.
Put the
after.
Bunny down.
Just relax.
I wanted the bunny.
We'll record that soon. But I think you're going to have to watch this movie. Have you seen
My Daddy is Free on July 14th.
Have you seen Joe versus the Volcano yet?
Yeah.
You have.
I loved it.
We're going to do that next.
Okay, cool.
1990. I think
it's a wild movie.
So I think I told you this before. This is my favorite Tom Hanks film.
It's very dystopian for Spielberg, too.
It's strange.
The office stuff.
I don't know why. It just resonates with me in a very weird way.
That you have like three lives kind of thing?
Yeah,
like,
and not just that, because most films that are Tom Hanks and a little brassy instrument, and it's like teaching you a life lesson.
Yeah.
It spoon feeds you the life lesson. And I think that there's a little bit of ambiguity and darkness in this film.
It's strange.
That I kind of dig.
Yeah.
And now having been in like corporate America for 20 some odd years, this movie sings to me.
And
this
two or three Meg Ryans in her prime.
And just, and like Tom Hanks just. In vintage Tom Hanks, it's the sincerity, the hilarity.
Well, this is like in between his comedic 80s like bachelor party and then his Oscar winning.
I love this
movie. So it's like you get the good combo.
Max, this is not only my favorite Tom Hanks movie. It's one of my favorite movies. I love it. It was a movie that nobody seemed to have ever watched or heard of that I felt like was my own little secret gem.
Yeah.
So in this movie, Tom Hanks plays Joe, and Joe is just going to work every day under the fluorescent lights. He thinks he's sick all the time. He's seeing this doctor who tells him he's got to bring cloud. He doesn't get a second opinion because why would you get a second opinion when you hear you have a brain cloud? So he, by the way, prior to being in corporate America, he was a firefighter. I forgot that was his career before that. Yeah. So they found he's this brave guy. He saved a bunch of people from a burning building, and then he went to corporate America and slowly died. So his doctor referred him to this other guy, Lloyd Bridges. Lloyd Bridges says, I've got this company. There's this island.
They've Start
got
sniffing this, glue.
They've got this mineral. I know, right? I picked a terrible day to quit sniffing glue. They've got this island with a mineral on it, the Wapanis.
Yep.
And if I could just get access to that mineral, it would be great. But they need someone to jump into a volcano because they're superstitious. So I'm going to hire you to do that because you're going to die anyways because you have a brain cloud.
Yeah, first class.
Lloyd Bridges' character has three daughters. They're all...
Meg Ryan,
which I think is also kind of cool. Is it three?
I think so.
Two. Who's Min. The first one?
First one's like the introductory, like snotty rich one.
No, it's not his daughter. He works with a girl who's Meg Ryan. And then it's the two sisters.
Okay.
Am I right?
I don't know. We're going to rewatch.
Yeah. Anyways, he gets the island. Abe Vigoda is the head chief of the island. And the thing about the Wapanis is the one thing about them that's like this. I'm sorry. I know I'm going off. I don't want to take all this because we'll talk about it when we do the episode. But one of the kind of cool things about this movie is when Abe Vigoda is explaining, they used to have someone who would volunteer every year to jump into the volcano. That's how they kept their island afloat. Then the Wapanis fell in love with orange soda. And orange soda is like their big thing now. So now all of a sudden nobody wants to jump into the volcano because they love orange soda. I view this as like I'm not trying to get nerdy, but it's kind of like capitalism. Yeah. Like they were introduced to something and they fell in love with that instead of the perpetuation of their people. So nobody will go in there. Anyways, the orange soda is called Jump Soda. Okay. I want Jump Soda.
Okay.
I don't know that it's real.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a clear read when it's I was researching it. I know, but it's Jump Soda.
That I love orange soda.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drink it. I just want to hold it there.
The top three sodas for you?
Orange soda?
Yeah.
No.
What are your top three?
Top three. Number one is Cherry Coke. I love Cherry Coke.
It's a good one.
Number two is Verner's.
Okay.
Number three is Faygo Red Pop.
Oh, that's a good one.
Those are my three.
Yeah, I would go, I like Diet Mountain Dew.
Gross.
Yeah, I love it.
Gross.
Classic Coke.
Okay.
And
Redemption from your grossest answer ever I've heard in my life.
And I'm trying to think. Third, just Sunkist Grape Soda.
All right.
I love a good grape soda.
God, you have like damaged nerves or something. Like you have the...
What?
Just the weirdest combo, like Diet Mountain Dew, regular Coke, grape soda. No. It's like that's what I expect my kids to order when they would know what they're ordering.
Yeah. Did you ever do the suicide back in the day where you do all the mix-ins?
Gross. Yeah. Your second to last one, man.
No, my last one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're there.
Where does the time go?
We're already there.
So this is Goodfellas adjacent. So I had to do a Scorsese movie.
Casino. Oh, boy.
So this is my family movie, which is weird. We've seen this collectively.
A little awkward with the Sharon Stone.
So Sharon Stone, to me, in this movie, is the most beautiful woman ever to be on a movie screen.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
There's just something about her.
Elizabeth Shue, Fetcher's Babysitter. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, she's like in command. She's the coolest.
She's an addict and by the end, a hot mess.
Until she cuts her hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I mean, I'll always remember when they first introduce her, when Joe Pesci meets her and they do the triple pan and she's wearing the purple top with the yoga pants. And Joe DePesci's like, what have you been doing out here?
Yeah.
He's just like, my God. So she's just, I mean, I like the ups of this movie. I know there's a lot of downs.
Yeah.
But there's one moment where it feels like Ace and Ginger are going to make it as like the casino boss with the kind of turned around hooker, you know, who's coming around to like being a normal person. It's when they drive up to their new house in the orange Cadillac and like they look inside and she sees all her stuff and then he hands her the chinchilla full-length coat. And she's like, it's so soft. You know what I mean? It's
you
like
want the chinchilla coat?
I do. Yeah. And I want to wear it all the time.
Because your fantasy is to be cared for like she was.
Yeah. I can make it. I can make it.
The Max Sanders.
It's like $50,000 in the 70s too. And it's so tacky. And it's like
it's a great movie. It's just a weird thing to want. Like,
yeah.
What do I
want? Like his burnt pink Cadillac?
I thought his dice. Remember when he was balancing the dice?
Yeah.
Something like that. I just want to like hold those dice.
That's
when
pretty
I see
cool.
Him,
well, apparently, I mean, the wardrobe, they spent $1 million on the wardrobe for this movie. De Niro had a stipulation in his contract that he got to keep everything. I mean, it is 70s, tack chic, lots of colors, pinks.
So he's probably got
creams.
Stuff sitting around.
Oh, yeah. Sharon Stone had 40 different costume changes for this movie. And everything she wears is just a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a movie, dude.
Yeah.
Last one, huh?
Yeah, mic drop.
All right, Max. I feel like you don't even know me. I ask you these questions and you always screw them up. I won't even ask it.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite films that gets brought up all the time.
Okay.
And we haven't been able to do it yet, but we're going to do it soon. Hot Shots. Yeah. I love Hot Shots.
Part two or part one?
No, the first one. I love both of them.
Okay.
The first one is just amazing to me, right? You've got Topper Harley. So for those of you who haven't seen Hot Shots, it is in that ilk of parody movies.
Airplane.
Naked Gun. Although a little bit different. More like Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Like Airplane and Naked Gun were parodies, but like you wouldn't know unless you knew the movie preceding Airplane.
Yeah.
Naked Gun's not really a parody movie.
So it's where it's making fun of the genre.
Yeah. I mean, like Hot Shots is
Kentucky Fried
is
Movie,
Top Gun. It's like directly mocking Top Gun, right? I mean, there's elements of other stuff in there, but it's basically mocking Top Gun. Charlie Sheen is absolutely incredible.
He's really
movie.
Funny.
He's really, really good.
The girl
in this
he's
movie.
With, who's also the girl from what's the
Rain
movie?
Man?
Yeah, she's really good.
She's great.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
Yeah,
she's fantastic.
Yeah,
there is a
you
scene.
You want to eat stuff off her body?
There,
cook eggs.
There is a scene in this movie. Whose name do I always butcher all the time?
Enrico Palazzo?
No, that's amazing, though. When we're talking about The Princess Bride, Carrie
Elwes.
Elwes. And I always say Elwes, and you're like, it's Elwes.
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 Yeah.
Carrie Elwes. Anyways, the guy who plays the new Dread Pirate Roberts, who's really, oh God, what's his name in the Princess Bride?
Oh, it's not Wilson. Wilson! No, it's Wesley.
Wesley. So Wesley's played by Carrie Elwes.
Yeah.
Carrie is the like anti-hero in this movie.
Yep.
I mean, he's not the bad guy, but he's the one who is competitively in love with the same girl. There's a scene in this movie that I swear to God to no one else it means anything, but to me when I rewatched Hot Shots, I don't know, like a month ago, I was reminded of how much I love this movie. And it's when Topper is having a relationship with that young lady that you mentioned, and Carrie Elwes's character was dating her. And they're walking back to the apartment, and he's walking out, and he says, "I came to get my chafing dish. Our orders just came through." And she responds, "I'm sorry." There's a back and forth where she responds, "That's not your chafing dish. It's my chafing dish." And he's like, "Fine, keep it. I don't care." And like gives back the chafing dish, and they leave. And so like it's this juvenile, immature, like, fine, if we're breaking up, I'm coming to get my chafing dish moment. Doesn't last very long. The end of the movie is a homage to Top Gun, right? They land the plane on the aircraft carrier, and in Top Gun, you've got, you know, Val Kilmer.
You can be about with Maverick. Me anytime.
Exactly, the hand slap. The same thing happens in this movie, and
is it with the chafing
Topper and Topper says, "I got one question for you," and he says, he's like, "All right." He goes, "What is a chafing dish for?" And they put their arms around each other, and as they're walking away, "Why, it's a traditional serving piece used at cocktail parties and brunches for keeping food warm." Topper Harley responds, "I thought that was a crock pot." He responds, no, that's for cooking all day." It's this absurd moment where they're like bringing back up the chafing dish. I want the chafing dish.
It's really weird.
It's super weird, but like I want the Hot Shots.
You outweirded me on this one. Yeah.
This is my favorite one.
Yeah.
You know, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird, do you have any others?
From Cruel Intentions, the cross that had the cocaine in it.
I was gonna go with the dude's carpet.
Oh, that's
a
good
rug,
one.
Persian rug.
You wouldn't have gotten the robe?
No.
Okay.
I would have done the carpet.
That's
the rug,
cool.
Whatever it's called. Max.
Oh, by the way, it's super weird. There's no cool cars, or iconic cars from 90s movies. I was trying to think of a car.
Gone in 60 seconds?
What? That's 2000.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, you might be right. Might be 2001. You're right.
Elizabeth.
Jesus Christ. All right, Max.
No, think of a car.
I don't want to think of a car. I'm looking at you. I'm talking to you. Yeah. We're not going to screw this up this week.
Okay.
Now is the perfect time to talk about our Buzz in the Tower fan spotlight. Max, this week's Buzz in the Tower fan spotlight is Jesse Summers.
So he worked at Scorekeepers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
From 90 to 95.
Dear God.
Yeah. And now he's like a big deal at the ATF.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I was like, I like alcohol and tobacco.
Yeah.
So, you know, no.
This works well.
He came to Skeeps like 10 years ago and like was telling stories and we just instantly connected. And he's been listening to the podcast.
Nice.
And he came to the bar the other day and we were just shooting the, you know what.
The poop.
Yeah. And he's just a cool dude. He does jujitsu. He's very manly.
Yeah.
And like, he's everything.
He
I'm
knows
not.
What a dolly is.
Yeah. 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 He's just awesome. And I was like, hey, dude, you want to be a part of this? He's like, yeah, man.
Rock and roll. Let's hear what Jesse had to say.
Max, man, it was great to see you this weekend. Thank you for the hospitality. Thanks for inviting me out to the guest spotlight on your show, man. I absolutely love your guys' show. Mo, I haven't met you yet, man. One of these days, I look forward to meeting you, man. So I'm going to do my best not to swear, but I can't make any promises, all right? So hanging out with you this weekend, you asked me if I had to pick one piece of 90s movie memorabilia, what would I pick? I think, you know, immediately I go right to my favorite movie of all time, Pulp Fiction. Man, and there are so many things in that movie. I mean, Zed's chopper, Butch's gloves.
The ball gag.
Hell, man, like the gimp suit, right? There are so many things you could pick out of that movie. But for me, one thing, just one item, man, I got to go with Marcellus Wallace's briefcase. I mean, I need to know what's in that thing. There are so many theories out there. Is it Elvis's gold suit from True Romance? Is it the diamonds from Reservoir Dogs? Is it Marcellus Wallace's soul? I mean, we just never get that answer. And you know, Quentin Tarantino, he just kind of said, you know, it's whatever the audience wants it to be. But like, if I could pick one thing, man, I got to have that briefcase. I got to open it and I got to see it for myself. I need to know what's in there. That's my answer, brother. I hope you're doing well, man. You guys are killing it. Keep up the great work on the podcast. Skeeps for life. Go Blue.
That's a solid pick.
Yeah. He's such a manly man.
He probably intimidated
me. What's up, brother?
I'm excited to meet him. Yeah. I'll have to swing on over to Skeeps the next time he's in town.
When's the last time you've been?
God, dude, I don't know.
Gotta come back.
I have to check my medical card.
Show all the rookies.
My vaccinations. Yeah. They'd be so scared. Rookies in the back puking. New guy's in the back puking his guts up. Jesse, thank you again for coming on the show. Max, thank you again for being here on the show. A reminder to who listening, hearing, watching the show, follow, subscribe, leave a review on any podcast platform. Follow and subscribe on youtube.com/@buzzinthetower, where you can also leave comments, and I'm pretty good at responding to those. I don't give access to Max. It's too important.
It's true.
Patreon.com/buzzinthetower, where you can throw money our way to keep us on our way in this beautiful adventure we call Buzz in the Tower. Buzzinthetower.com is the website, officially licensed lurching, officially lurching around the corner. Hey.
We got to do Adam's Family.
Good. What'd you say?
We got to do Adam's Family.
Yeah, we should do the Adam's Family. It's a good movie.
It's a good Halloween one.
Anyways, Max, you know the drill. We're here.
Follow,
subscribe, yeah, all that jazz. Excellent episode, Max. I leave. We're about to record another episode, then we'll record one Wednesday, and then I'm out of town for 2 weeks in Hawaii. And I got nothing else exciting to say except I hope you're in my collection. How do you want to end the episode?
I'm taking dance lessons.
Collect me.
It's going badly.
I look forward to nothing more than seeing you dance at your wedding.
Yeah.
So
no, actually, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, for sure.
No, have you ever taken them?
Nope. Yeah, I did. I took them with Trish before our wedding.
Yeah.
Did nothing.
Yeah. Except no, you dance. You didn't like sway back and forth, right?
No, I can do the cha-cha.
Yeah. You got a little bit. You go like this.
Yeah. Max, I'll see you in 10 seconds because we're going to take a quick break and record another episode.
Bye.
Later.